Exodus chapter 39. From the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn they made finely woven garments for ministering in the holy place, and made the holy garments for Aaron, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He made the ephod of fine twine linen embroidered with gold, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn. They hammered the gold into thin leaf, then cut it into threads to work it in the blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and into the fine linen, the work of a skillful craftsman. He made shoulder pieces for the ephod, attaching their two ends so they could be fastened on. The skillfully woven waistband was of the same type of material of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twine linen, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. They mounted the onyx stones in the settings of gold filigree and engraved it like a seal with the names of the tribes of Israel. He then attached them to the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial stones for the Israelites, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Then he made the breastpiece, the work of a skillful craftsman. It was made like the ephod of gold, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine twine linen. It was 9 inches square. The breastpiece was made into a pouch by folding the material back double. They set on it 4 rows of stones. The first row was of red carnelian, topaz, and beryl. The second row, turquoise, sapphire, and moonstone. The third row, jacinth, agate, and amethyst. And the fourth row, chrysolite, onyx, and jasper. They were set in gold filigree. There were 12 stones according to the names of the sons of Israel, each name engraved like a seal corresponding to the names of the 12 tribes. They made on the breastpiece chains twisted like cords, woven of pure gold. Then they made 2 gold filigree settings and 2 gold rings and attached the 2 rings to the top corners of the breastpiece. They attached the 2 woven gold chains to the 2 rings at the edges of the breastpiece. The other 2 ends of the 2 woven chains they attached to the 2 settings and fastened them on the front shoulder pieces of the ephod. They made 2 rings of gold and attached them to the 2 lower corners of the breastpiece on the inside edges next to the ephod. They made 2 rings of gold and attached them to the 2 shoulder pieces of the ephod underneath. In the front of the ephod, close by the seam above the skillfully woven waistband of the ephod, they tied the breastpiece by its rings to the rings of the ephod with a blue cord, so that it was above the skillfully woven waistband of the ephod, and so that the breastpiece might not come loose from the ephod, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he made a robe of the ephod from solid blue woven cloth. There was an opening in the center of the robe, like the opening of a collar, with a reinforced edge around its opening, so that it would not tear. Then they made around the hem of the robe pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and twisted linen. They made bells of pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates, around the hem of the robe, between the pomegranates, alternating a bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, on the hem around the robe, for use when ministering, just as the Lord commanded Moses. They made tunics woven of fine linen for Aaron and his sons, and the turban of fine linen, and the headbands of fine linen, with undergarments of fine twined linen. The sash was made of fine twined linen, and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, the work of the embroiderer, just as the Lord commanded Moses. Then they made the plate for the holy diadem of pure gold, and wrote on it an inscription like the engravings on a seal, "Holy to the Lord." They attached it with the blue cord to fasten it on the turban above, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was finished. The Israelites did everything just as the Lord had commanded Moses. That's exactly what they did. Then they brought the tabernacle to Moses, the tent, and all its furnishings, clasps, framing boards, crossbars, posts, and bases, and the coverings of ram skin dyed red, and the covering of fine leather, and the shielding inner curtain, the Ark of the Testimony, and its poles, and the mercy seat, the table, all its utensils, and the bread of the presence, the pure gold lampstand with its symmetrically arranged lamps and all its accessories, and olive oil for the light, and the golden altar, the anointing oil and the fragrant incense, and the curtain for the entrance of the tent, the bronze altar with its grating of bronze, poles, and all its utensils, the wash basin with its stand, the curtains for the courtyard with its posts and bases, and the curtain for the entrance of the court, and its ropes and pegs, and all the furnishings for the service of the tabernacle, for the tent of meeting, the finely woven garments for ministering in the holy place, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments for his sons to wear when ministering as priests. So the Israelites did all the work according to everything the Lord had commanded Moses. When Moses saw they had done all the work just as the Lord had commanded, they actually did it. Moses blessed them.